stuff like that.
Well, I mean, people will talk as they will, and you know, bookies and pundits and all sorts of people can say all they want. We know that we're in the quarter final. We're in the last eight of the All Ireland series. That's a knockout competition. You don't bring your best game, your history, just as quick as that. So we have to knuckle down, decide who it is that we have to meet and how we can beat them. That will put you in a semi-final. No more than that can we look at the minute. But that's what we're certainly looking at. Whoever we get in the quarter-final, we want to be in the semi-final. That's as far as we see at the minute. Well, that's it. You know, I mean, these things happen. I mean, we would still have been a team of character even if we'd lost that game. And then, you know, I just want to hang everything on the outcome, the result at the end of it. Donegal had a wonderful performance there today. They showed a lot of character there today. So just because we got the tip of the green in terms of the score at the end of the match doesn't make us far superior to anybody else. I think that was two teams who were well organised, who had respect for each other, on occasion too much respect for each other, and we battled out a really interesting and intriguing match. You know, sometimes games don't have to be 2:22 to 2:14 or 16 to be entertaining. I think that was highly entertaining. I think it was intriguing. I think it teaches a lot about the fluidity of our game and where it can go and still be good.
Maybe spoilers about the last day was the 5 goals.
Well, that's part of life too. If 5 goals present themselves, you've got to take them. But there's certainly many days that won't happen. So it's good to be able to deal with a day when you're flush with goals and a day when they're not there to be had at all. It's good to be able to deal with both situations.
Where do you rate it, in comparison to the other Ulster finals, Ulster titles?
Absolutely the best of all of them. It is the best of all of them.
Yeah.
Because of the sort of the famine that was there for 6 years and because of what had gone before, and maybe Ulster titles were taken for granted in some way in the 2000s and not enough joy put into winning them. So this is different. I think the whole county was waiting on this. And I suppose the fact that it was Donegal in the final made an issue of it as well. Who's these men looking in?
But you said you'd still be in the championship, but you're in a different mindset now, presumably, as champions. I mean, is that make a difference for you?
Well, it does make a difference in that so far as these people can't be saying now that these young men haven't won an Ulster senior medal. They have. That gives them a status in its own right, and it gives them confidence, and it means that they're now a maturing side with silverware to show that they are maturing. But that's only the start of a journey. I think this is a journey that this team's on, and I think this journey will go on. How far it goes on this year, we're not looking at crystal ball, we'll take it a game at a time. But I do believe there's serious potential in this team.
Thank you very much. Thanks, mate.
Okay.
I just want to congratulate you.